as we continue to watch the events in Libya unfold, I found it interesting that Muammar Gaddafi, or Muammar Gaddafi, or Muammar Gaddafi Duck, whatever you want to call him, apparently is a massive holder of two forms of currency. One is a fiat currency called dollars, and apparently the guy has got massive amounts of it tucked away. And secondly, he is a huge, huge holder of gold. He owns more gold, personally, than an awful lot of nations around the world. Makes you wonder what they're really going after. Is it oil? Is it the dollars? Or is it the gold? Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to have you here live on this 22nd day of March, 2011, right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And bottom of the hour, we'll have a guest joining us, and looking forward to it. We had Bruce on with us last week, and I like the direction it went, and hopefully you learned a few things, and he's got some more things to share with you, some food for thought. Now, as long as we're on the food for thought, let's get the darn thing out of the way. I really could care less about it, and I know that you don't understand that, but in the scheme of things, up and down and sideways, the NASDAQ, who cares? I mean, I know it's important to some of you, but in the scheme of things, what does it really tell you? I mean, oil topped $104 a barrel today. Currently at $104.72. It's actually down a quarter. It darn near reached the 105 level again today. Dow Jones Industrial off 18 to close at 12019. NASDAQ down 8 at 2684. S&P 500 off 5 to close at 1294. Global Dow's down a point. Gold? Yeah. $1,429 in change. And by the way, silver hit another high today. I don't know what it is right now. It's no big deal. $36.45 an ounce. Aren't you glad you bought silver a few weeks ago? Now we can just get it all delivered. I mean, we're waiting. Everybody's waiting for the stuff to come in. Everybody's got product ordered, and they've got product locked in. But unfortunately, we're all at the mercy of the respective mints who can't seem to keep up with demand. But it'll get there. Stay with us, won't you? I'll be back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
That commercial. What's for dinner? I miss Robert Mitchum. Beef. It's what's for dinner. Remember that? Joining us at the bottom of the hour will be an individual who many of you have heard call into this network on what do you mean mint juleps are running behind? Unbelievable. You know, I watch seasonal attitudes. And I suppose that that also translates to aptitudes. There's different things that happen seasonally adjusted, you know, for inflation, seasonally adjusted for this. I watch metals markets, as I have for a good portion of my life, go up and down, up and down, up and down. The overall trend continues to be upward. Gold continues very slowly to reach new highs. Currently at $1,429.10 an ounce. Silver at $36.45 an ounce as we speak. The bull market is speaking, but the question I have for you is, are you listening? I mean, there's a gold party going on, baby. There is no top in gold in the foreseeable future. It sounds to me like an awful lot of people are beginning to buy into the BS of BO. Of Barack Obama, known disaffectionately around here as Uncle Reem-us. You're looking at, look, when you begin to read some of the headlines that we post in many cases at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com each and every day, just these headlines, no hope for a consumer-driven economic recovery. The great correction intensifies. The Dow rose on Friday. The dollar fell. Gold is back over 1,400, and the euro, the world's most despised currency, is back over $1.40. A chart circulates supposedly proving that the gross domestic product is now back to where it was in '07, after falling only 4% in the downturn. How about the Bear Stearns alumni? These old bond traders, these old snookers. They're all over Wall Street. There's not a one of them that's in jail. Not a one of them has gone to trial. Not a one of them has spent a single day in restitution. No, baby, they're back on Wall Street. They're selling for Bank of America and Goldman Sachs. Existing home sales tumbled 9.6% in February. That's last month. Wait a minute. I thought the economy was getting better. I thought that home sales were on the rise. Yeah, they are for investors who come to the auctions and buy 50 to 100 homes at a time and pay cash because they're representing a whole bunch of big investors. How about this one? Days of inflationary rage are here. Man goes on a shooting rampage after learning that Taco Bell hiked the price on their beefy crunch burrito by 50%. And then finally, gold and silver are at the threshold of another bullish rally. I don't write this stuff. It's out there. We just try to put a series of things together on the website for you to look at. Sounds to me like nobody's, well, maybe that's all you're doing is looking at it. You ain't reading it. Is unemployment improving? Is the real estate market improving? Is your take-home pay improving? Is your paycheck improving? Is your quality of life and the quality of the food you're eating improving? Did you pay off that mortgage last week? Did you pay off that car loan? Did you win the lottery? Food prices at your local grocery store, did they go down last week? Hell no! Hell no to every one of those questions. The bull market in gold and silver is speaking, but are you listening? There is no top in gold, and there will not be for another 5 to 7 years. Silver is not overvalued. I've come to the conclusion that most so-called investors, and investors could be in the mindset of the Wall Street mentality, I expect to put in $10,000 and walk out with $14,000. That's that kind of investor. But then there's the other kind of investor who invests for security. Invests for the long run because they know that when all goes to hell, when the dollar finally tanks, and it will, there's no way to avoid it. It is economically and socially and fiscally impossible for the dollar not to eventually collapse. Uncle Ben and his little rice bag of tricks are just keeping it going for a while. It's called print and press, folks. We talked a little bit about that on yesterday's program, and tomorrow we're going to talk some more about it. I'm convinced that most investors out there are either bored or they're totally demoralized. Because a lot of them sat there and watched gold do relatively little since October. Gold stocks. Contrary to some advice you might be given, is gold stocks have fared even worse than gold bullion. But then on the other hand, I don't see any of it that way. I think most investors are looking out the back window instead of the front window. You're trying to make sure somebody's not trying to pick your pocket instead of surging forward and picking somebody else's pocket. I'm not suggesting you go out and rob somebody. That's not what I meant. Look forward, not backwards. You get it? Because if all you do is keep looking backwards, looking over your shoulder, that action is going to prove extremely costly to you in the future. I see us all facing a new and extremely exciting range in gold in the $1,400 to $1,700 range. You got a couple of choices. You can watch the golden ship sail away, or you can face the range. Get on your gold trading horse and ride, baby, ride. Don't catnap. You might wake up 15 minutes too late and find you missed the entire $1,400 to $1,700 ride. My mantra for that particular ride is to ramp it up now. Ramp it up to your golden maximum. It's how you're going to be able to care for those in need when the time comes. You'll be able to cash that gold in whatever form of currency. If it's still the dollar, great. If it's the rupee or the ruble or the yuan or the yen or the franc or the lira or the drachma, you'll be able to turn it into whatever form of cash you need in whatever country you are in. Of course, that's a little bit of a teaser for Thursday's program. It's time to ramp up your activity. Be careful about how much capital you allocate to this new range, because you still got to have, unfortunately, cash on hand. I'm watching Eric Holder on TV testifying before some subcommittee in Congress. He's bobbing his head up and down. You know, they could put that guy in the back window of a 62 Chevy and drive down the road with their lowrider, and his head would still be bobbing up and down. Hey, look. Am I going to deny that gold could easily drop back down to the $1,300 to $1,400 range? It could happen, and it might. But I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about it. You can't. I can't. I'm concerned about what's up the road. Your focus now must be that golden grid as we climb to $1,700 an ounce. If your core positions are in place, there's things you can do. You can add, you know, there's other ways you can invest in gold. I can't help you with them. But there are those out there who specialize. Think about it. If you buy gold every time it goes down $2 an ounce and sell when it's up $6, well, Bennett, that's not a lot. I'm only making a couple of bucks an ounce. We're not talking physical gold here. Obviously, you're talking about getting involved with Wall Street-type gold investments. It's in and out and in and out and in and out, and you might have to do that every day or a couple of times a day. Oh, but that means I got to work. It means I got to be a day trader. Well, then don't do it at all. Just forget it. I don't want you to make any money. I just want you to drool over your gold bars and your gold coins every night. I don't mean that snottily. Please don't take it that way. I've got a client up north who's got to come down. He's got some issues going on in his life, and I don't know. I'm about ready to get back in my car and head back out to the mountains in Kingman and just go hang out with Joe for a while. Whole hell of a lot easier way of life. Whole hell of a lot easier way of life. Just sit up there in that mountain and look at the cars 20 miles away driving down I-40. And just sit there thinking to yourself, you suckers. I mean, unfortunately, I'm stuck in a metropolitan area. It's not my choice. But unfortunately, there's too many other issues to deal with. Wrong term, baby. You'll go wrong term? Oh, that sounds like a Chinaman. Hey, just remember, Hop Sing has foreclosed on the Cartwrights. Hop Sing now owns the Ponderosa. And how do you like them apples? You know, that's something else I want you to go take a look. If you go to the Republic Trading Group International.com website today, scroll on down past Jerry Mulligan's Barry's tune from 1956. Jerry Mulligan, what a genius. The cat was playing sax for Billie Holiday when he was 19 years of age. Replaced Paul Desmond for a while, playing with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Good cat. But you scroll on down to the next video. It's called The Chinese Professor. If you've not seen it, I implore you to go see it. and watch it and watch it again and send the link to it to everybody you know. Chinese professor talking to his students, warning about all the nations that turned their back on their own principles. In Rome and, you know, all these various nations, including America. America laughed. We turned our back on our principles. Now we work for the Chinese. Of course, the professor's telling this to his students, and then he starts laughing, and they're all laughing. And I don't know about you folks, but it ain't a laughing matter. Oh, you might not get your check, you know, signed by the boss named Hop Singh. But the fact of the matter, it just doesn't matter. It's who we're working for. They own us. Another column we've got posted in its entirety, dealing with Social Security. How many of you are collecting Social Security, but you're still working, or you've been forced to go back to work? Everything we've shared in this column called Taxing Problem, Working and Collecting Social Security, will kind of put a lot of the myths to bed. Gives you a rough idea how much money you can make. Once you make over $14,160 in 2011, for every $2 you earn over that, you'll lose a dollar of Social Security benefit. Well, that's not bad. That means I can still make more Social Security. Oh, boy, is that just amazing. I just won't make as much of it. These are the kind of things we try to share with you, my friends. And so not to spend too much time beating this dead horse. The ones I like are the ones that say, oh, don't buy silver. It's at the top. Beware. Look out. It's been overbought. Everybody's buying it. It's got to come tumbling down. I love it. Absolutely love it. All these idiots that are, you know, calling the top for silver, they're about to meet the Lone Ranger's silver bullet. Howdy, silver. How do you do? Silver's not overpriced. It's not overvalued. It's over top called and nothing more. Meaning that you got a bunch of idiots out there who want you to buy nothing but what Wall Street has to offer, trying to scare the pants off you. You know what I'm convinced of? That far too many of you, for what you claim you believe, your actions speak a whole hell of a lot louder than words. Now, I'm not trying to make people feel bad. That's not my point. It's to drive home the point that stop buying into what the mainstream's telling you. Because if you're still listening and you're still following their advice, then I don't know what you're listening here for. Not just to my program, but anything on this network. Are you tuning in to get entertained, maybe? I don't know. I might invest in corn. Corn seems like a real good place to invest your money right now. Corn. I mean, after all, it's getting used for fuel. Cost of putting it on your table in the form of a cob is getting real expensive. I mean, there was a point in time that buying corn was cheaper than buying toilet paper, and it kind of served the same purpose. But that's not so much the case anymore. We've got a lot of things going on. There are charts. There are wise people like Sinclair and many others who still think you should be buying gold and silver. Now, obviously, I'd love it if you'd call Republic Trading Group and buy it from us. You can find us at 800-691-7898. Before I forget, We came on the air about 2 hours ago with John and Bob. We do a lot here with, a few weeks ago we did a tremendous amount of business in the peace dollars. I mean, really exciting. And they've continued to move upward, by the way. All of you who bought peace dollars have done very well in just a matter of weeks. We've had a hell of a run on silver eagles, silver maple leafs, 1 ounce silver rounds. We're still trying to get caught up on delivery. I make no doubt about that. Because our suppliers are still waiting to get delivered from the various mints. But everybody's protected at that rate they locked in at, which is good. Because in most cases, it was somewhat lower than where it is today. And I do a lot here with fractional gold pieces, British sovereigns, Italian 20 lira pieces, Swiss francs, the wide range of French 20 francs, roosters, angels, Napoleon III's, the other six or seven varieties that are usually available. Netherlands coins, the 10 guilders. A wide range of things, but not a single one of those coins is an even fifth ounce or an even quarter ounce. Sovereigns are referred to as a quarter ounce, but they physically contain just a tiny hair less than a quarter of an ounce. What our offer is this week, the Bob Chapman, so-called Bob Chapman special, number 731, the Bull Run for Bullion. A mixture of quarter ounce gold coins, gold bullion coins. No rarity, no historic, nothing. Could be a wide range. There might be American eagles in there, Canadian maple leafs, kangaroos or nuggets from Australia, the Vienna Philharmonic from Austria, some beautiful Chinese pandas. They're an amazing coin. The Krugerrand. Every one of these are quarter-ounce coins at $409 per coin. Two caveats. You must buy 12 coins minimum to get this price. Frankly, at $100 higher, I couldn't get it for you. It's a 12-coin, 3-ounce minimum purchase. I know that cuts a lot of you out. I don't have any choice. And secondarily, it's imperative. You must pay for this purchase via bank wire. We cannot wait for checks. We cannot wait for checks to clear. This particular supplier requires rapid settlement on his orders. It's all over the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Go take a look at this week's treasure chest. Call me after the program. Send me an email. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ow, I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him.
No. I got to move on. If I start listening to Renee Olmsted, it's over for me. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here. Our special guest, Bruce, will be joining us in just a moment. This headline came out about an hour and a half ago out of Reuters. Now, interestingly enough, posted over at CNBC.com. United States is on a fiscal path towards insolvency, and policymakers are at a tipping point. That, according to a Federal Reserve official who stated it today, Dallas Federal Reserve Bank President Richard Fisher said, if we continue down on the path on which the fiscal authorities put us, we will become insolvent. The question is when. Short-term negotiations are important. I look at this as a tipping point. But, he added, he was confident in the Americans' ability to make the right decisions and said the country would avoid insolvency. What Americans is he talking about? Because the average American doesn't have one damn bit of say-so or control what those other Americans up in D.C. and at the Fed seem to want to do to us. How do you stop them? Hang them? Impeach them? Tar and feather them? I don't know. Enough. I just find it interesting that a Federal Reserve Bank president is openly making that statement that the U.S. is approaching insolvency. Bruce from Ottawa is our guest for the balance of the afternoon. I'm glad to have you back here. How are you this evening, Bruce?
I'm just fine, Jeff. And yourself?
Well, you know what? I'm doing better than I was a couple hours ago. I just kind of really settled in nicely into this hour, and I don't feel pressured. It feels good, and it's certainly good to have you back with us again.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be back on with you, Jeff.
Well, you know, as I mentioned to the audience, you know, your voice is certainly a known commodity, as it were, on this network. I know you call into a number of the programs, and I personally, just with some of the emails you and I've had, and the several times you called in on those rare occasions I do take calls, you've always got some positive things to add to the discussion, and specifically as it relates to economics. You know, last week we talked a little bit about this, I think, this business of cost averaging and and people not being so concerned with what markets do on a day-to-day basis, which is really where I try to take this first half hour tonight.
Based
very loosely on an editorial I came across about 7 minutes before going on the air, and I said, bingo, this fits in with some of the comments you wanted to make tonight. So let's get rolling. I hate to kind of turn and lay this on you, but I want you to be the speaker, and I'll just kind of sit back there and hold your hand when it's needed.
Uh-oh, we're all in trouble now.
No, we're not. That's the whole point. I can trust you, Bruce.
Okay, Jeff. Well, I appreciate your confidence in me. Just before I came on, I was sitting listening to John's show, National Intel, and then listening to the first half hour of yours, and something struck me about the state that we all seem to be in, the world, and probably especially listeners to Republic Broadcasting. And two words came into my mind from a book that was written in 1970 by Alvin Toffler called Future Shock. Now, that's 40 years ago, and in that book, he talked about things speeding up so quickly in the electronic and technological areas that people will become overwhelmed eventually. And his shortest definition for the term is a personal perception of too much change in too short a period of time. And I was kind of thinking that's sort of what we're going through now. Wouldn't you say so?
Very much so. I you know, technology becomes so interesting lately. We woke up to the announcement yesterday about AT&T buying out T-Mobile, and I've been watching the last few days these really unique commercials for the various high-tech smartphones, these cell phones you get. That I mean, a little tiny cell phone with this tiny little screen, and you can actually, the so-called apps, or meaning short for applications, you can literally download and read an entire book. Now, why would I want to do it on that little tiny screen? You're going to ruin your eyes, for starters, but I'd still rather have the real thing in my hand and sit down and read the book. There's just something about a comfort level of having that leather and pages to turn. I'm sorry, there's certain degrees of technology I don't get into. But some of the other things you can do, you can literally hold your phone up to a reader and pay for your coffee at Starbucks with these darn things, with a cell phone.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's insanity. I guess you can buy your stocks online using your cell phone now if you're so foolishly inclined. But
I can do it while you're driving your car. You know, you can trade while you're driving. You're not supposed to, but you can do it.
Well, see, if I was controlling my own music right about now, I'd bring out the Beatles singing, "Baby, you can drive my car."
There you go. Well, the reason I mentioned Future Shock, the book, is not so much about the electronic and technological rapidity speeding up that puts people into they just can't keep up with all the changes. Look what's happening to us now, economically, politically, in the world. I mean, this stuff is coming at us one thing after the next every week. You know, they used to call Japan a black swan event, Middle East a black swan event, or a rogue wave in economic terms. But, I mean, we're just getting hit with one after the next, and people are standing in the, you know, as a deer in the headlights. You know, it seems that we're just getting overwhelmed with all of this information, and, you know, people don't know what to do. Where do you put your money? What do you do? What do you do? Where do you go now? And that's why I wanted to mention that, is because that's how I feel. I feel overwhelmed with the rapidity of the events that are hitting us, the new events that are hitting us constantly. And
I feel the same way, Bruce. And I think that I have felt more that way even during this particular administration. I don't know if I can find it quickly enough, but I know I shared something with the audience yesterday. And although it's not directly economically, it certainly touches on the economics. And it gets into all the various things that have happened in this past two-plus years of the Obama leadership, if you will, if that's what you want to call it. And I believe that it's between health care and debts and deficit and QE 1 and 2 and 3 and 5 and whatever we're up to now, you're constantly turning your head from left to right. I mean, I'm not an owl. I can't spin it in the socket. And that's how I feel, though.
Well, I think everybody feels that way, Jeff. I mean, look what we've been through. I mean, 2008, the world economy melted down. I mean, this is only March 2011. Look at everything that's happened since then.
Yeah.
All the changes, all the, everything. It's just coming at us very quickly, very, very quickly. And one of the things...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention is you're feeling, people are starting to feel very insecure. Very, very insecure. If we can switch to your dollar for a minute, the U.S. dollar, and it's you were mentioning that you're going to do some more talking on it tomorrow on your show. I was looking at an article online here about the continental dollar, the U.S. continental dollar. And it was printed in 1776. They printed a total of $19 million in paper currency was issued. And it remained on par with gold and silver in purchasing power. So $1 in continental currency could buy $1 of goods. However, in just 2 years later, in 1778, more than 31 million had been issued, and it now took $6 in the new currency to buy just $1 in goods. By 1979, they'd printed so much currency that the continental dollar had just 2.5% of the purchasing power it possessed 3 years earlier. Now, does that not sound familiar?
Of course it does. And this is, so in other words, from the very outset of this thing we call America, the fix was in. They began to destroy it right then and there. I mean,
right.
We've talked about this with the audience for years, that you go back 70, 80 years ago, you could walk into the bank and maybe you were fortunate enough to get your monthly paycheck of $100 or whatever it was, and you know, the banker, you wanted to cash your check, and the banker said, "Do you want paper or do you want gold?" Well, the wise guys took gold. You know, a $20 bill and a $20 gold coin bought exactly the same amount of goods and services. Now here we sit 70-some-odd years later, almost 80 years later, I guess, and you know how many of those $20 bills it takes to buy that $20 gold coin?
Exactly.
We're talking about the same thing. It's inflation. Look, your situation has not been that horribly different up on your side of the border. Bruce is from Canada, by the way, from Ottawa, if you haven't figured that out. And you know, I've watched the manipulation of your dollar. I mean, I had good Canadian friends who were down here on work visas for General Motors, etc. They didn't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, have we not seen the Canadian dollar actually gain strength and surpass the U.S. dollar in various occasions the last couple of years? Or am I wrong?
No, that's true. I mean, we're up over it now, and just a few years ago, we were at $1.10 Canadian for a U.S. dollar, and then it came back down again. So these currencies do fluctuate, of course, but I can remember 10 years ago, the Canadian dollar was worth like 62 cents for a U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, that just shows you what's going on. It's interesting, too. Another thing that the article I was looking at on the continental dollar states is that politicians were eager to keep their positions in power. They were willing to raise taxes to pay for wartime debt and massive budget deficits. They chose to simply inflate the value of the currency, hoping few voters would notice and they would be able to keep their jobs, despite creating a new tax, the inflation tax. And it says, does this sound familiar? And I thought, boy, is that ever right on.
If you have a chance later, send me the URL for that article. I'll certainly post it on the Republic Trading Group site, because I want people to understand history, and that's kind of what I began to do yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of a three-part program that will conclude by Friday of this week. But we have other things going on. Our good friend Roger, where the town crier, will be joining me from Argentina three times over the next 3 weeks, and we'll approach some of these things from a slightly different aspect. You've mentioned in your email to me that the dollar, it came down again, or it just broke through. So what's surely
well, there's it was holding at 76 on the U.S. dollar index. Okay, 76 cents, and today, the last day or so, it's broken through that line of support and it's traded down about a half cent. Now, I'm looking at a chart right now. Back between 2008 and 2009, it got down as low, the index got down as low as 71.32. So what they're trying to do is, or what's happening with the U.S. dollar is that it's not bouncing, and it should be bouncing with people flying into it for safety, but they're not. And if you look at that, brings us to gold and silver. If you look at the gold charts and the prices, you can see that they're not correcting down, and we're starting to head into the seasonal time. They're not pulling back, and we're starting to head into a seasonal time when they should pull back a bit. And they don't seem to be doing that just yet. They may do it in a few weeks, or it may start to do it soon. It may not do it. But then again, how far down will it come? If it doesn't correct down, and it's seasonally supposed to correct down, or it has in the last few years in this bull market, then the question becomes, in my mind, what's changed?
Well, I think it's a good question, but unfortunately, too much has changed. I want to back up a little bit. If this winds up taking us to another day, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. But I understand it. But I'd like you to assume for a moment that we're speaking with, and I don't want any of our listeners to be insulted by what I'm about to say. Keep in mind that each and every one of you have different levels of knowledge and understanding of certain things. If you would take a moment, Bruce, and explain, when you talk about the dollar broke through 76 support, it's now in the mid-75, what do those numbers signify? What is 76? What is 75? Does that mean it's worth 76 cents of a dollar?
Basically, it's against the U.S. dollar index is composed against a basket of currencies such as the Swiss franc, the euro, the pound sterling, etc., the Japanese yen, and each of those currencies has a different weighting. So what happens is that this price of the U.S. dollar index moves up and down depending on the value of those currencies moving against it. So it's basically about as simply as I can put it for you, Jeff, is that it's a trading value as the world's reserve currency. It's a number that is an index number that everybody uses. Okay.
How would the British pound sterling compare? What would its so-called index number be?
I'd have to look that up for you because I don't have that readily at my fingertips.
Okay, but they're using the same index weighting for each of those currencies
right.
in the basket. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have the weightings with me in front of me.
It's all right. The reason I brought this up is because there's an old adage that says figures lie and liars figure. And that's why I was asking, did the 76 indicate, keeping in mind that a full unit of monetary measure is 100?
Right.
And it in many regions of Europe, it would have been a 100 franc, a 100 lira, a 100 drachma, whatever. In our case, it's 100 pennies, i.e. a dollar. So how does that 76 equate to the so-called 100? Am I on track or am I totally off track here?
I think you're on track. You can look at it as if you have a base level of 100. This is trading at 25 cents below it.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, of course, is hilarious because we all know that the dollar is only worth about 2.5 cents of what it was worth before we went off the gold standard in 1933.
Exactly. I think the concept we have to stick with here, Jeff, for the purposes of discussion, is that it's getting weaker and it's not rebounding. Like, if people had faith in your economic recovery, the dollar would be strengthening. People were not afraid... Or people are afraid, but why aren't they going into the dollar? Let's go back, okay, to 2008, 2009. People went into the U.S. dollar between 2008 and 2009, and it rallied from a point of 71 up to 89 in that period of time. All right? So...
Got to hold that. We've got a break. I'm sorry. These half hours go too quickly.
I know, don't they?
We've got the full hour. We'll be right back with Bruce.
On a slow boat to China, all to myself.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
I'm going to cut into the music quickly because these last few minutes kind of run down. Bruce from Ottawa is with us this afternoon or this evening. We kind of have emails going back and forth throughout the course of the week. You brought up some very interesting issues in this evening's email, and it kind of goes along with some of the things I've been discussing tonight and that we've been discussing, this whole business about the metals and people's reluctance because to buy at this time because they're waiting for a big pullback, and yet so many people, Bruce, wait until it starts going up and then say, oh, gee, I better do it. And yet you've got a strategy that I think is personally much, much wiser for most people to consider. Share that with us, if you will.
Certainly. The basic strategy is tried and true. It's just basically dollar cost averaging. As an average investor, you're looking for a place to put your money. So if you believe what you're hearing on these programs at Republic, that things are not good and that gold and silver is the place you should be, then how do you time the markets as to when to buy? And if you're waiting for it to come down, you don't know that it's going to come down. And is it going to come down? How far? So are you that well-educated enough or versed enough to be able to time an entry point? So this becomes a dilemma for most people because they don't know when to get in. Whereas there's another strategy that people talk about using. Bob Chapman often talks about it. And that is dollar cost averaging. You just buy some every month or every few months as best you can. and you buy. You don't care where the price is at because you know, you already believe that metals will increase, precious metals will increase substantially based on what's going on, everything that you're hearing. So what you do is you buy a few ounces or several ounces or whatever you can afford in an ongoing basis, and you pay different prices for them. So you may pay $35 or $37 an ounce for silver spot today, or $36, wherever it is. It may drop down to $30 over the next few months. So then you buy some more, and then it goes up to $40. You keep buying because you believe that silver's going over $50. You do the same thing with gold. You think, you hear that gold's supposed to go to $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. You keep buying at these levels because it's not going to matter whether you paid $10 or $20 more today for gold than you could get it 2 weeks from now when gold's trading at $2,000 plus an ounce. And that's basically what the strategy is behind it. It's called dollar cost averaging.
Well, I think a lot of it still comes down to the economics that I've tried to share with people. If you believe that by next week all of our unemployment woes will be gone, that this nation will have no debt, no deficit, America will be back to work, we won't have 44 million people on food stamps, we won't have needs for the welfare system, and that this country is manufacturing once again, not just importing, and the real estate market is going to completely rebound, and that all of a sudden, excuse me, that Obama will really find Jesus, then you know what? Don't buy gold. Don't buy silver. As a matter of fact, sell every bit of it and be done with it. If you believe that all of those things are going to come to pass next week or next month and that everything is going to be coming up roses, then don't waste your time with any of it. If you don't think those things are going to be sorted out, keep surging forward. Bruce, darn, we're out of time again, man.
Where did it go fast?
We got to do this again.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh, this has been very enjoyable. Bruce from Ottawa, I am going to have him on again. I think we're going to shoot for a full hour next time if he's up for it. Thanks so much for being with us. Don't forget, go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Take a look at this week's treasure hunt. If you've got any questions, call me. It is a tremendously good buy. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow. I got you. Jazz. And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.